You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and joining me this morning is Rachel Story, a blind aerialist and pole dancer. Rachel lost her sight completely when she was 15 years old, and it was a big shock to the system. Rachel's here now to tell us about losing her sight and about the work that she does as a pole dancer and aerial trapezist and fire spinner and so much more. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. So let's start at the beginning. You lost your sight completely at age 15, which obviously changed your life completely. What helped you to process your sight loss at that time?
I'm not even sure if I processed it properly at that time, to be honest. I think when you're 50, you don't really have any like concept of what something so traumatic as losing your sight, like the impact it will have on your life. You don't really look ahead and think, oh my God, what about when I have kids and when I do this and when I do that? You don't really kind of pinpoint or polarize. You just kind of take each day that comes automatically without even thinking about it, which in some ways I think was really helpful. But in other ways, it wasn't, because I didn't really deal with my sight loss until really recently, actually, because I feel like when I was 15, all I really wanted to do was still fit in with my sighted friends and things. So I'd just focus on like, oh, I need to go shopping and get some nice clothes, and then everyone will just focus on that and then not me. And it made me focus on like clothes, and I did the same with makeup. So I guess that was a way of processing it, but it wasn't the right way of processing it, I don't think, at the age of 15, because, you know, like, well, how does a teenager know how to process trauma, you know?
Exactly. It is so, so hard. Do you feel like you've processed it now?
I think so.
So when you were in your early 20s, you started getting into fitness and things. You did the Great North Run. How did you go from running and sort of yoga that you were doing when you first started to the amazing tricks and things that you can do now? I mean, the strength that you need to be able to do these things. Can you tell us a little bit about the journey from running and yoga to what you do now?
Yeah, sure. So I kind of just stumbled upon it, really. I started running. I was going to a women's only gym and everything, and I was running and stuff. And I wasn't amazing at it, but I was like, oh, what can I do like to challenge myself? Like, because I always like to do things that are like out of the box and not very what you wouldn't ordinarily think a blind person would be doing, right? So I was like, oh, I'll do the Great North Run. So I did that, I vouched to never ever do it again. It was really hard, and my cardio isn't the best. You know, I completed it and I felt amazing, but I never went back to it. I just, the spark kind of went after I did it. So then I wanted to do like yoga and stuff, but I hadn't actually started before university. So I came across an article about pole dancing, and I was like, oh, like, normally you'd think it was something that was related to like seedy strip clubs or something like that, and well, I guess they're not seedy, but it's something that's generally like associated with strip clubs and things, but this article was about like pole fitness and pole sport, and I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting, like, I wonder if there's any like blind people do it. And I hadn't, like, at that point I hadn't heard of any of the blind people that had tried it, or they just weren't well known to me, because I wasn't like well in with the community at that point. So I thought, oh, I'll have a look for any local studios, like thinking that there wouldn't be any in this area. Turns out there was loads. Like, there's one in Newcastle, which isn't too far from me. There's a couple in Durham. There's a couple in Middlesbrough, which are all close to me. So I went out on a whim and just messaged the studio in Durham and was like, you know, this is my situation, I'm visually impaired / registered blind. Can I, like, you know, do you think I'll be able to come in and like give it a go? And I got an email back, and she just kind of said, come in and we'll give it a go and see how far we get, see what we can do, which obviously was the nicest response you can get approaching a new business when you've got no sight. This would have been about August 2017. I went along and I started doing a one-to-one session rather than a group session, because poles plus loads of people plus blind person just didn't seem like a good idea. So yeah, I went along. I felt so awkward, and I felt so clothed as well, because you need skin for grip, right, on the pole. So you wear like small shorts and a crop top. But like I felt so like I had like the biggest shorts, the longest shorts I could find, and like the like I was just trying to cover up. I mean, obviously it just didn't help, but I was, yeah, I just felt so awkward and out of place. And but I loved it. Like even though I felt awkward, I loved it. I just immediately clicked with my instructor as well. But I basically just stumbled upon it. Like I'd finished my running journey, was looking into starting like yoga and things like that, and then stumbled across the.
I think something you said earlier that's just jumped out at me was the fact that pole dancing and pole fitness is assumed to be something that's associated with strip clubs and things like that. But it's becoming more and more popular as like a form of fitness, because it's all your core muscles and your arms and your legs, and it's like a full body workout. Have you found since you started in 2017, that's what, 4 years ago, has the preconceptions changed at all in that time?
I don't think it's changed necessarily in the way of like, oh, pole shouldn't be associated with strip clubs anymore, or because people do still think of it as something that, because it originated there, you know, that's where it originated from. Like those dancers are very talented in their own way, like it's absolutely fine. But I think it's just branched off into different, it's a bit like dancing really, so you know, you have different forms of dance, and I think that's kind of what's happening with pole. I don't think it's coming away from stripping, because there's a lot of studios where you do pole fitness and pole sport, but you'd still have like your heels classes and things like that, or you'd still have like sensual style dancing, or I think it's more commonly known in the pole community as exotic dancing. And all you're doing really is the same thing, dancing and doing the same strength and flexibility moves, just sometimes you have a pair of like killer heels on. Or you'll have like an outfit on that makes you feel like sexy and confident, which, you know, is also a really nice thing. And I think, especially as a woman who's visually impaired, you don't really get to feel like that very often, or we're not seen as those type of beings. So that is also nice. It's nice that it's still associated with it, but it's also nice that it's starting to like have different branches. So if you're not a person who doesn't want to be associated with like the sensual exotic style dancing, you can just stick to pole sport, you know, like it doesn't have to be, it's not boxed in, it doesn't have to be one thing, it doesn't have to have a stigma attached to it. You can make it what you want, and I think that's what I love about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Different people can use it in different ways. I wanted to pick up on the point that you just mentioned about feeling sexy and feeling empowered when you're dancing. Do you feel empowered when you're dancing, especially as a partially sighted woman who are sometimes seen as being unsexy or that don't have like sexual relationships, which is completely untrue as we know. Does pole dancing help you to sort of connect with your sexuality in that way?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Like even just confidence in that area, you know, like just feeling body confident and not caring what people think about your body. And you know, it just, you basically can just dance away people's preconceptions of you, which is a really liberating thing, I think. And also you kind of learn to connect with this part of yourself that's been in there but you didn't really know was in there. Like you find a whole new part of yourself. It's like a part of you has been like awakened almost, which sounds completely insane, I know, but it's literally what happens. I see it in like beginners that come to class and they've just started, and you can see it happening to them. You can see them just like their confidence. They'll first come to a class like, oh, like me, awkward with the big baggy clothes and like didn't want to show any skin. And then like gradually as time goes on, like they'll just get more and more confident.
So what's your plan for the future then? When I was reading a little bit about you, I know you've spoken before about wanting to be a role model for other young blind and partially sighted girls and women. What's your sort of aims in the future?
I'd like to be a performing artist. I'd like to create like performances and shows with other blind dancers. So I do know some other blind pole dancers, and put together like a piece of art that we can showcase, whether that be pole or aerial. I definitely, that's on my agenda, and I've been looking into into making that happen. I am looking, well, hoping to compete next year at the National Championships for pole sport, because there is a federation called the International Pole Sport Federation that is pushing for the sport to be recognised as an Olympic sport, and they are on their way there. It is happening. And they also have like a para pole category. So the same as in the Paralympics, they'd have like PPVI, which is para pole visually impaired, or there's like limb differences, hearing impairments, so you score fairly, but like you're not knocked down or anything. Like there's a fair point system in place and things. So I think I'd really like to compete next year, but I'm just trying to get my confidence back up after obviously COVID, because everyone like had to take a break from training. So hopefully in the next year I will be competing, and then I'm just pushing for more representation of para polers now, really, because I can see the community growing and growing. So pushing for representation and hopefully being that representation as well, you know, like, why not? So I am making waves with it, slowly but surely it's happening. And then I think just to perform at like events and things like that, like, you know, like as a freelance performer, that would be the ultimate goal. That's the end goal for me, like to be hired and paid as a performer, for my skills, not for my disability.
Absolutely. And you're really, really good at it as well, which helps. We'll be keeping an eye out for you in Paris in whatever year it is, 2025 or whenever the next Olympics are. That would be amazing.
It would be. And you know, some of them, I mean, I've worked hard, but I'm no gymnast, but some people are absolutely insane. They're like hardcore gymnasts who do this stuff. Like it's crazy that it's not in the Olympics already. I mean, we're seeing things like breakdance in the Olympics now though, aren't we? But yeah, we're seeing more and more, like, because you know, some of these things take a lot of strength and a lot of hard work, and sometimes like 7 day a week like training, and they're just, people just dismiss them like, ah, it's just a bit of dancing, like, oh, it's just a stripper pole or something like that. But actually, like, even strippers who pole dance in clubs and things like that, like, I have newfound respect for them, because the strength that they must need just to do that, like, is unbelievable. You can't just like rock up one night and be like, oh, I'm just going to go upside down and do a 180 split on a pole. Like, you've got to work hard. You've got to work on your strength and your fitness, you know, like, it's not just something you can just pick up like in 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What would you want, say if a blind or partially sighted young girl is listening to this and is like, actually, that sounds like a little bit of me, I might want to give that a try. What advice would you give to them to sort of getting into it and finding that confidence to just give it a go?
Oh, okay. So this is like, what would 15-year-old Rachel want to hear? Because things appeal to my wild side is what happens. And I feel like there's a part of this in every like blind woman who's lost their sight. Like you feel so kind of boxed in and like tamed, and you've got to, you know, everything's got to be prim and proper, and you know, you can't go out with crazy sky high heels on and get drunk and roll about the floor and stuff. Like, not that I'm saying like go out and get drunk like well, but like, you know, like it's nice just to let loose and do things that are out of the box, and you don't have to be like, you don't have to be tamed, you don't have to just like, oh, you know, I just want to be good at makeup or beauty or fashion, which are all things that I love, don't get me wrong. But I like trying things that are exciting and like get my blood pumping and, you know, just make me feel a bit more like alive, like just connected to life, you know. Like, I like things that are a little bit spicy. Like, I like things that are a little bit wild. Like, I like wild swimming and wild camping. Like, I will literally try anything that I'm told that I can't do, and if I don't like it, then I don't like it, but at least I've tried it. And I think that would be my advice to someone who's maybe just losing their sight or is in a bit of a rut, who's like visually impaired or blind. Just, if there's something you want to do, research it, find a couple of options. So if it is a pole studio, find a couple, because there might be some people who aren't, who don't really have good knowledge of like visual impairments, so they might be a bit apprehensive. That's a whole nother conversation for another day, but you know, it's the same as anything. It's the same as walking into a shop. You know, you're going to get some business owners that aren't like haven't got a lot of experience with it. So give yourself some options. Look at what you want to do. It could be dancing, pole studio, it could be fire spinning, anything you want. Find yourself some options, do the research, and just try it. If it doesn't work, or if you don't like it, you've had the experience. Everything you do is experience. It's not wasted.
Fantastic advice, Rachel. It's been absolutely fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.